Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us together by the radio to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're continuing our study on revival. And we're using for our text verse, Psalm 85, verse number 6. The Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" During our time of study, we have been looking at the need of revival. And I asked the question, do we need revival? And then I answered it with three different thoughts. I've given you two already. I'm going to give the other on the broadcast today. I said to you, first of all, that the need of revival is manifest in our culture. And we took quite a bit of time looking at the culture that we live in. And again, I said the culture that I live in today in America is not the culture that I grew up in as a boy. Many things have happened. And the young people of our day are faced with so many problems that I did not have in my day. But I mention to you, first of all, the drug problem that we have in America cries out, we need a revival. Then I mention to you, second, the drinking problem that we have cries out, we need a revival. Thirdly, I mention to you, the dressing problem that we have cries out, we need a revival. And then number four, I said to you, the divorce problem that we have cries out, we need revival. And then number five, I pointed out to you the disobedience and disrespect of our generation cries out, we need revival. And then number two, I said to you, the need of revival is manifest in our churches when we see rebellion instead of repentance. We have a need of revival manifest when we see excuses instead of excitement. We have the need of revival manifest when we see vanity instead of victory. Then the need of revival is manifest when we have indifference instead of involvement. And then the need of revival is manifest when we have vagueness instead of vision. The need of revival is manifest when we have arguments instead of ambition. And the need of revival is manifest in our churches when we have spiritual laziness instead of spiritual liveliness. And I said many other things that I don't have time to deal with on the broadcast today. But we're coming to the third thought today, and I want to say without hesitation that the need of revival is manifest in our country. And I just realized as I was preaching these messages that this part of our study would be broadcast immediately after the election. But I want to say to you, I am not speaking of this election when I say what I'm fixing to say. You see, I preach these messages ahead of time, and so I'm preaching before the election takes place. And I do not know at the time I'm preaching who will have won the election by the time that you hear the broadcast. But I want to say to you that our hope is not in either of them. Our hope, if we're going to have revival, is in God. Let me say to you that I believe I live in the greatest nation on planet earth. Anyone who knows me knows it is a daily prayer of mine that I thank the Lord that he let me be born in America. He let me hear the gospel. He saved me by his grace. He called me to preach. He put me in the ministry. He's kept me there all of these years. And I owe it all to him. I, among men, am most richly blessed. I love America. And my feeling is that those who do not love this great nation of ours, we ought to buy them a one-way ticket to some far country somewhere else in the world. But as I was preparing for the study of the Word of God, I got to thinking again about America and why I love America. I went back to the founding of our great nation, and I say these things from the history of our nation. Number one, I want to say without hesitation that America was founded as a Christian nation. The majority of the people that came over with Columbus in the discovery of this nation were Christian people. And then the Puritans and the Pilgrims, two groups of people whom we have much written about in history, were both Christian groups. I want to say to you, I'm glad that America was founded as a Christian nation. It was not founded as a communist nation. It was not founded as a Muslim nation. Neither was it founded as a heathen nation. Our nation was founded by God's people for the purpose of worshiping God and spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The statement I just made is manifest in the first written document of history in the record of the United States of America, known as the Mayflower Compact. And then if you will go back and you will study the charters of the original 13 colonies, all of those mentioned God, and the purpose of them being chartered was to further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to honor and glorify our blessed Lord. When you study the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll find that the Constitution is based upon many biblical principles, and it was influenced greatly by God's people. And then you look at the court system in our nation, and it is built upon biblical basis. And I could go into a lot of detail and point out a lot of other things, but I want to say to you, my friend, America has drifted far from the God of our fathers. We've come a long way from the founding fathers of our nation, and we've come a long way from the God of our fathers, from the Bible that our forefathers believed in, from the God that they worshiped, and from the principles upon which this nation is founded. May I simply say to you today, it is no problem to understand why we have such a problem when we realize how much we have left God out of the affairs of our nation in our daily life. Before I came on the air today, I had jotted down four verses of scripture that I want to share with you on the remaining time of the broadcast today. The first verse of scripture is found in the book of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 34. The Bible said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You say, Brother Ballou, why are we having such a terrible time in our nation? And I want to tell you why. We have departed from the righteousness of God, which exalts the nation. And we have gone to a lifestyle of sin and rejecting of God, his word, his power, in his principles. And God said that sin is a reproach to any people. Notice again in the book of Psalms 33 and verse number 12, the word of God said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Friend, the thing that has made the history of America so blessed of God is because we made God our God in the days of the youth of our nation. And people followed that pattern for many years. Then I want you to notice again, the Bible gives us two other verses. Those two give us a positive aspect of God's blessings upon our country. But then I want you to notice in Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 2, the Bible said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. In the last few years, we have saw so many different people prove their wickedness in high places in the government of our nation. And I want to say to you, God said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. So that verse tells us what's happening in this great country of ours. But then the Bible said in the book of Psalm chapter 9 and verse number 17, the Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. My friend, listen to me. All you have to do is keep up with what's going on in the news of our day, and you'll find that America has wandered far away from God. We have turned, as it were, every man unto his own way and gone our separate ways. And friend, today as a nation, we do still enjoy some blessings of God, but we live today as a nation who has rejected God and rejected his word and turned our back upon the principles taught us in the word of God. Oh, let me say, as I leave the air today, God's word still says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Revival is the answer for the problems that we have in our nation today. Father, take the word and use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.